Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
And welcome to Trolley Watch, New Idea Foods, very fabulous podcast for everyone who loves food and loves shopping and loves a bargain. My name is Amy Sinclair. I'm the editor of New Idea Food, and I'm joined by the always gorgeous, always ravishing Barbara Northwood, our food director. Hello, Barb.
Hi, Amy.
Had a busy week in the test kitchen?
I certainly have. And the supermarket.
And you were on the morning show this morning,
yeah,
which is exciting.
It was very good.
Yum, yum,
lots of beautiful cupcakes, our lovely tropical treat cupcakes.
Oh, we love that.
Yeah, watermelons and pineapple. No, they just devour them.
Oh, that's not very
nice. I don't
get
out the door with one, Amy.
Larry and Kylie,
which is great.
That's a bit rude.
Yeah.
We've got a very exciting episode up today. And the first thing we're talking about best garlic breads in supermarkets. We're doing our very first Christmas tips and tricks.
Yeah.
Because we're not very far away, are we? I think it's about 70 days.
Yeah, something like that.
That is very scary. Have you started your shopping?
No, Amy. Nor my fruitcakes.
Oh. Well, we're talking about that today,
yeah,
so that's very exciting. But first up, we are starting a little bit differently today because we are talking about Cadbury Caramilk. Now, Caramilk is absolutely hot as you like right now, Barb. It's all that anyone's talking about. It's, of course, the limited edition chocolate that came out last year, I think it was, and sold out. It was just for a limited edition, sold out very quickly. People were selling it on eBay for 3 times the price. It was madness. Now Cadbury has brought it back as a permanent item.
Yep.
Still very, very hard to get. We struggled, didn't we, Barb?
Yeah, we sure did.
And we've got Caramilk chocolate. We have Caramilk Philadelphia cheese. Perfect for cheesecakes,
yeah,
right,
fantastic.
Barb? And we're doing a bit of a taste test. Now, Barb, what did you think of it? You tasted it. What did you think of it?
Look, I'm not a great fan of white chocolate, but I love this one. I love the caramel flavour. I thought it's not as milk powdery as the white.
Mm-hmm.
It's a subtle flavour, but I really like it. Yeah.
You see, Barb, I, on the other hand, love white chocolate. I prefer white chocolate any day of the week. It's my go-to. You give me a block of dream white chocolate, Barb. I am
That's
as happy as a clam. That's dinner sorted.
Did you love this one?
I did love it, actually.
Yeah.
I didn't think I would because I'm not a huge caramel lover. I love a caramel slice. I love salted caramel. But in...
Yes,
like, you
as
know,
an ingredient.
I love caramel, but I'm not a huge... I love it being really runny and like
yes,
a sauce.
Yes,
I didn't think I would like it as a chocolate. But, gee, I was surprised. I loved it.
That's good, isn't it?
Knocked back a few rows in about 12 seconds, Barb.
Yes.
Went straight down the hatch.
And really, it would have a lot of uses.
It really would, wouldn't it? The test kitchen have already whipped up an amazing caramilk martini.
Yeah.
That was yum. That
beautiful.
Was yum. We put that on Facebook and that was an absolute triumph.
Yes.
Amazing. And but people are making, slices.
I can imagine,
yeah.
And
donuts.
Chocolate curls, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful ganache for cake.
There's
sauce.
Also, but people are actually making their own version of caramilk. So because it is still quite hard to get,
yes.
It's selling out very quickly. Woolworths and Coles have both had it drastically reduced in recent weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I think just because there's so much hype about it. But one person actually came out and said, you can make your own caramilk. And basically, I've got it on the website, but basically you get a block of white chocolate.
Yes.
Put it in a very, very low oven.
Yep.
Until it turns to a slight caramel. And you basically mix it with a spatula to kind of get it, because it goes quite crumbly, if you can imagine.
Yeah, a bit grainy. I can. Yeah.
And you mix it until it goes into a smooth paste and then you reset it.
Wow.
And it turns into like a caramel sort of, soft.
Yes, chocolate again.
Caramel
flavour.
Flavour. Yeah. So you can do yourself... The jury's out about whether it actually tastes the same.
Because this is really creamy. I like the fact that
it is very creamy. It's very moist.
Quite quickly in your mouth.
Yeah. Mm.
And mouthfeel.
Goes straight to your thighs, doesn't it, Barb?
It does, unfortunately. Mm. That's the sad part.
So we've also got caramel cream cheese, Philadelphia caramel. That's exclusive to Woolworths. And this one is limited edition, but you have interesting update on this.
It is. I've spoken to the people that actually produce this, and they said that if there is a demand for it, and if people actually go to the supermarket manager looking for it or asking for it, that they would bring it back. It's really going to depend on the public and the amount of publicity they get for it.
Do you hear that, people? You need to get out and demand caramel cream cheese as a permanent item. And they just might deliver.
But that's interesting in itself. I was eating it this morning and it'd be beautiful on pikelets. It's like a spread. Yum. But it's actually firmer because it doesn't say it's spreadable.
Oh, really?
So it's actually a cream cheese. It's quite
firm.
So
your proper sort of old-fashioned one that you used to have. Yeah, yeah.
But perfect for baking.
Great for
lots of uses.
Are you whipping me up a cheesecake soon, Bart?
Yes, we are, Amy.
Coming soon
with a beautiful caramel ganache sauce to go.
Oh,
it's going to be beautiful.
You're speaking my language, Bart. Yeah. So give me a rating out of 10 for caramel.
Oh, it's got to be 10, doesn't it? There's nothing like it on the market. There's nothing.
Absolutely. And there is a reason it's selling out so fast.
Indeed. Indeed.
We could probably sell what's left of this for a pretty penny on eBay, Bart.
Amy, I don't think it'll last that long.
Buy ourselves
we'll have eaten it soon.
Buy ourselves a new handbag or something. Down the hatch, isn't it, Barb? You got it with your life. Barb, time for my favourite segment of the week, Best in Aisle.
Because it's the best in aisle.
This, of course, is where we get one popular item across all the supermarkets and we taste it to tell you which one we believe is the best. Because you go into the supermarkets, don't you, Barb, and there's so much choice.
Yes, yes.
And you don't know which is which.
No, not at all.
And often, and this is our biggest thing that we can tell you guys from doing this every single week, is it's actually really surprising when you taste them one by one together.
Yes.
How different they are. It might
And don't buy things on price.
Don't buy
things
on
price. That's the dearest. That must be the best. Not necessarily.
Absolutely not the case
That's
most of the time.
That's been the most interesting, I think.
Yeah. And for a bargain hunter like you, Barb, that is
bargain,
music
Amy.
To your ears. This week, we've got garlic bread.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love a bit of garlic bread,
Love
Barb?
Garlic bread. Love
yum,
it.
Yum, yum. We are looking at, we've got the varieties from Aldi, the home brand Coles, the Woolies home brand, as well as two other. We're looking at the La Familia.
Yep.
Garlic bread, as well as the Creative Foods garlic bread. So let's go through them one by one, Barb.
Yeah.
First up, we tried the La Familia garlic bread, 400 grams for $4. This is made with 18% butter. What did you think of this one, Barb?
One's cooked, beautiful. It was a beautiful golden brown colour. And so it looked really appetising and had a really lovely garlicky flavour.
Yeah.
It wasn't overpowering, but just, I love garlic.
Because you don't
really
want it to be like that raw garlic flavour, do you, Barb?
No.
Or it tastes like fake garlic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that was...
That got a big tick.
Yep, that got a big tick.
Next up, we tried the Coles garlic baguette, a two-pack, 450 grams for $2.80, made with garlic and parsley butter, which is 20%. What do you think of this one, Barb?
Basically had no garlic flavour at all.
Oh.
So you'd think for that that you were going to kelp a little bit of garlic, virtually none at all. It's a little bit oily. I thought it was very ordinary, to be honest. Yeah.
Didn't get the Barb tick of approval.
No.
Next up, we had the Woolworths garlic bread, two-pack, 400 gram for $2.90, so 10 cents more than Coles, made with 2% butter and canola oil. What did you think of this one, Barb?
Again, had no garlic flavour at all. The bread was a little bit doughy.
Yep.
And I don't know whether that was the oil. It was just didn't have a good crust on it. I wasn't impressed at all.
You want that crunch, don't you, Barb, when you go into it? You don't want it to be too soggy.
And to look golden, not white.
And
sort of a bit pasty.
Insipid. Yeah. Yes. Next up, we had the Aldi Piatti Fresh Premium Garlic Bread Loaf. 400 grams, $2.69, made with 18% butter. Which one, what did you think of this, Barb?
Absolutely delicious.
Yeah,
we had really good garlicky flavour. Really good. I'd definitely buy it again. Lovely colour when it was cooked. Delicious.
Yeah. We have this one at home quite a bit and it's a big hit with the kids. They love it as well. And it's cheap. $2.69 is a good price and it was definitely delicious. Last but not least, Barb, we had Creative Foods garlic bread. Two pack, 500 grams for $4, made with margarine. What did you think of this one?
Honestly, Amy, I thought it had a strange aftertaste. It was almost a bit chemically and no real garlic flavour at all. Maybe it was the oil and the fact there was actually no real butter in it.
Yeah.
Just had a strange aftertaste. So.
Bit of a manufactured taste. Yeah. Not a fan, Barb.
Not a fan at all. No.
Well, we had some definite duds this week, Barb. But a couple of real winners.
Yes.
I'm interested to know. We had. It looks like it's between Audi and La Familia. Which one your tick of approval? Who got the golden trolley?
It has to be for value Audi.
Oh.
You could not beat it.
It's delicious, wasn't it?
It's got to be my go-to garlic bread. It was really good. Really, really good. Yeah.
We love this. There you go.
Yep.
Best in
all. Winner.
Can you believe we are so close to Christmas?
Amy, it's absolutely scary, isn't it?
I actually have a little bit of a cold sweat dribbling down the back of my neck thinking about this because it's always a stressful time of year.
I know, it is.
But it's also a fun time of year because there's lots of food, lots of wine and lots of celebrating. And
Amy,
if you
that's
love,
the best part.
Exactly. And if you love eating as much as we do, there's lots of things to love about Christmas. So every week, guys, we're going to be doing a different segment about Christmas, how you can prepare, things to get ready. We're starting off this week talking about Christmas cake tips and tricks because it's a good time to start thinking about your Christmas cake, isn't it, Barb?
It really is.
What are your top tips when it comes to choosing, preparing, putting together your Christmas cake, Barb?
I have a few. I usually make about 11 to 12 every year.
Really?
I give them away as presents, yes. And I am going to start now looking for the fruit when it's on special because I find early in the piece you'll find that up to $3 to $4 off a packet of mixed dried fruit. Get to the last, you're paying about $8.99. You can pick it up for $5 or $6 if you buy it now and it's going to keep. That's my first tip. I go buy it in bulk from
buy
the supermarket.
In bulk
where it's on
as,
special.
Yep.
Whether it's
early
wherever.
As possible because you're going to be paying top dollar if you leave it close to Christmas,
exactly.
Right?
The thing that fruitcake needs to really make them a good one is alcohol and sugar.
You're speaking my language, Barb. Keep talking. Keep talking.
So as a preservative, the alcohol and that sugar will keep them for 6 to 12 months. And you need like brandy, rum, you need the good up to 37% volume of alcohol. Sherry, but a good decent.
Robust.
Drop.
Yes.
I soak the fruit in alcohol. Now, you don't have to do it for weeks and weeks. Some people just like the thought of that. And if you've got the time, that's great. Even overnight. It just helps plump the fruit up.
Yes.
The next thing is cook it in a slow oven. So that's about 150 degrees. Because they're so deep, they need to cook through to the centre and you don't want the top over browning.
Otherwise you're going to get a
crusty
crumbly.
And hard.
Yes.
Exactly.
And a doughy bottom. And what don't you like, Barb?
A doughy bottom. Yes. So again, also, if you keep an eye on it and the recipe just says set cook for 2.5 hours, start looking at it 2 hours. Don't leave it to 2.5. Really keep an eye on it early on.
And what are you looking for, Barb? You're going to put your skewer in? How are you going to look and see?
No, I look for the top first.
Yes.
So the top will start to brown. And if it starts to over brown, which can sometimes happen, and it can still be sort of raw and doughy in the middle, lay a sheet of foil over the top. Don't tuck it on. You just lay it. Just rip a sheet off and just lay it on the top. And that will help deflect that heat. And also help cook it because it gets a little bit
takes the heat inside a bit
for
more.
Sure. And then once you take it out, you would test it. I don't test it with a skewer; it's too deep.
Yep.
And the fruit's plump, and that you might pierce it through 3 sultanas in a date or something. It's all wet and sticky.
Your cake's ruined, isn't it, Barb? You've stabbed it.
Well, I use a thin bladed long knife, a sharp pointy knife.
Yes.
And you can really see the blade whether that cake mixes on it. If the cake mixes on it. Back in it goes. And you can tell the difference between sticky fruit and raw mix.
Yeah. Because
it's a look.
It's going to stick to you.
Yeah, you'll see the little bits of crumb on it. Whereas if it just comes out and it's a bit sticky, the cake is done. Take it out, wrap it in 2 clean tea towels and let it cool in that tin for 24 hours. That prevents that really hard crust forming. And then once that comes out, you turn it out, you can then wrap it up in some plastic wrap and foil. And you know, I do keep mine in the fridge.
I was going to say, where do you keep it?
I do like to store mine in the fridge, yeah.
So you can keep it in the pantry, but
you
prefer.
Yeah, you should, absolutely, yes.
What do you think the biggest mistakes that people make with their Christmas cake, Barb?
I think they try to skimp on the fruit.
Yes.
Or the alcohol,
because
I've seen some real doozies. And if they're very crumbly, they'll want to use margarine and not butter.
Yep.
And some of the margarines have a really high water content. Mm-hmm. They're just not suitable for baking things like that. You really need to follow that recipe, get some good ingredients and get that butter into it. And again, don't overcook it.
Yes.
It's the secret is in that cooking. It can make or break it.
Look at you, Barb. It's a serious matter, isn't it, when we're
really
talking
is.
About Christmas
I think
cake.
Because they cost a lot of money and you spend half the day cooking it. 3.5 hours hanging around your kitchen only to find out, gee, I've got to start that one again.
My mother and my grandmother are big sort of they make their own Christmas cakes and it is. It's a big investment
it's a big
in time
deal.
And if it doesn't work or if there's a you don't enjoy it, it can be very upsetting.
Very disappointing, I know.
Very disappointing.
And I've done that before. I've had to make myself one or two and if they're a dud, I just say, well, I can't give that to anybody. I'll eat it. I've made another one.
Well, they are the perfect gift, aren't they? Especially for especially a Barbara
gift.
Northwood Christmas cake.
A lot of people
cake.
Don't like to make them. Or, you know, if they're single elderly people. So I think they make a great prezi.
Well, it's a big effort, isn't it, as you say. There's also a bit of a slow cooker recipe going around at the moment, Barb, that's quite it's doing the rounds on social media.
Yeah.
That has some unusual ingredients. And I'm interested to know what you think. It's a slow cooker Christmas cake. It's only got 4 ingredients. And it's mixed fruit.
Yeah.
Chocolate milk.
Yes.
Bailey's.
Yes.
And flour.
Wow. Yes.
Do you think that the chocolate milk is obviously the strange one, but how do you feel that, how do you see that going?
I think that would work quite well, actually.
It's got a lot of...
Yeah, and because there's a lot of sugar in the fruit as well.
Yes.
So it would be quite sweet. And most of the cakes only have plain flour in them and sugar. And if you've already got the sugar in there, and probably your chocolate milk has, and certainly the Bailey's, yum.
You got your, I was going to say...
It's a great little fruit cake, Amy. It sounds great.
Well, definitely doing the rounds and people are saying it's amazing. Mm. Other variations are to put pineapple juice instead of the chocolate milk. But
okay.
Look, it's worth
that
a shot.
Work. Absolutely.
I think I'd prefer a bit of a Barbara Northwood cake than the slow cooker version. But maybe we can taste them next time, Barb.
Indeed.
Thank you. I can't wait to get cracking. We're coming into summer. What does summer mean to you? Come on.
Barbecues.
Yeah. We get out the old Weber or the grill.
Yep.
And
outdoor
make,
cooking, lots of salads and
sausage.
Steak. Yeah.
All sorts of bits and bobs. But, Barb, what are the common mistakes you make when barbecuing? A lot of people, you know, especially, look, I'm not going to lie, my husband Jimmy, he thinks that he is a barbecue king, but the man knows very little about cooking, but you give him a barbecue, he thinks he's the expert.
I mean, I think they all do that.
Don't they? But there are some mistakes that are very commonly made when cooking, and you and I have had a few discussions about this, about making steaks and sausages.
Yes.
There's all sorts of things, I guess old wives' tales in a way.
Yes.
About, you know, pushing your burger down with your spatula.
Yes.
Flipping you. Do you flip your steak once? Do you do it twice? Do you
That's
stab
true.
your sausages to let the oil out? There's all sorts of things that you do and don't do, but what is the 100% correct way? Barb, talk us through your do's and don'ts.
Well, let's start with some burgers because burgers are interesting things to cook and they should be cooked through.
Yes.
I know that even some little restaurants and takeaway are now cooking burgers a little bit pink in the middle. Personally, I wouldn't. It's not recommended at all because it's mince. It has a lot of cut sides to it. That's where the bacteria can be. So cook them thoroughly, number one.
Especially if you don't know where your mince has come from.
Totally,
exactly.
Exactly. And the thing to do is always to spray them with oil or brush them with some oil. Don't slap the oil all over the hot plate. That's only going to burn and something you're going to clean off, you know, tomorrow morning.
So and I don't want to do that.
The burger, certainly not. And probably Jimmy doesn't want to.
No, Jimmy's not cleaning it.
Make sure that your hot plate is not too hot.
Yes.
Because I think when my husband does it, that's what he does. He ramps it up. It's so hot.
They want to hear the sizzle.
Get near it.
They want to hear the sizzle, don't they? They want all the drama of it without the actual.
But then they burn on
finesse.
The outside and they're not cooked through. So medium to lower heat.
Yes.
Get it hot and then drop that heat down to low. And then when you turn your burgers, as I said, cook them through. You can almost see on the side of them as they're starting to cook, the meat changes colour before turning them over. And the big mistake is literally putting that egg slide and squishing them and all the juices pour out to make them as thin as possible. It's not going to make them quick. They'll be tough and chewy.
Because you see it on, you know, sort of the American diners that they flip it and then they're squishing it down to flatten it a bit. But that's a big no-no, isn't it, Barb?
Yeah, totally. I've seen the man at our local fish and chip shop and I've seen him cook them.
Did you pull him aside, Barb?
He puts his whole body weight on that burger.
Dear. Did you pull him aside?
No, I just look with horror. I've never eaten one, but it's just watching him make them. I'm sorry. I'll stick to his fish.
Poor old Bob at the fish and chip shop.
So again, you know, make sure they're not overcooked.
Yeah.
You just want it cooked really nice and juicy
and
moist.
You want it moist, but you don't want it to be all crusty
and dry.
Dry on the outside.
Nothing worse.
Talk me through sausages, Barb.
Sausages are interesting in themselves. Again, has to be cooked thoroughly. Take them out of the fridge about 20 minutes before you cook them, because when they're really cold, they're going to take a long time to cook. And the outside will cook before the inside.
I find that with meat, full stop.
Yeah, that's
even
true.
If you're cooking in the kitchen. Yeah.
Look, they don't recommend room temperature, but that's really what you want to say. But at least say in warm weather, 20 minutes out of the fridge is fine.
Yes.
Just on the bed. Cover them, that's fine. Don't prick them before you cook them, otherwise all the juices will flow out.
Wasn't that the biggest wise tale, Barb? Everyone going their sausages with a
fork. But I think in those days they were probably very fatty.
Yeah.
And they used to have little bubbles on them, and you kind of did have to squish all the little bubbles of fat out. But they're made so well these days, and some lovely gourmet type.
I
love a good sausage. Yeah. Love it. So the trick is not to do that. You know what I used to do for, I've cooked for many, a Bunnings sausage sizzle.
And
I've cooked kilos and kilos. But what I do is put Bunnings, dare I say, put them in a pan of boiling water. As soon as the water comes aboil, you take the sausages out.
Parboil them.
You parboil them. So when you're at Bunnings, no one comes back with a raw sausage or
a
burnt one.
They're
beautifully golden, cooked through.
I bet a Barbara Bunnings sausage chisel would bring in the dollars.
Absolutely.
I reckon you're hitting the big 10K mark with that sort of firepower. What charity do you do it for, Barb?
It's one called Food for All.
Aren't you a beautiful person?
Yeah,
what is Food for All
helping?
Do?
They help feed people that really actually, you know, homeless people and people are struggling. So they get food parcels from these people that collect them. Yeah.
Well, that's amazing.
Yeah,
and I think it's
a nice
awesome
thing to do.
I would certainly love to give my $2 over for a Barbara Northridge sausage sizzle, let me tell you. Barb, it's time for our last segment of the day. It's always my favourite segment, not necessarily yours, because I like to throw a few curveballs at you. It is, of course, Barb in the Hot Seat, where I ask you a few tricky questions, Barb, and you've got to answer.
Don't worry, Amy.
You have no idea what I'm going to ask you, but I like to catch you a little bit unawares. Question number one, Barb, how do you feel about airline food?
Oh.
That's a bad
Yeah, it just gets you through from one little journey to the next, doesn't it?
Have you ever had some good airline food, Barb?
Only if you travel business class.
Oh, listen to you, Barb. Fancy pants.
Only if you
fly private.
That's like twice in my life then. I mean, that's right. You don't get good airline flight, really.
It's a bit ordinary. Disappointing.
Yeah.
Barb, what makes a good trifle?
Sherry.
Yeah.
I'd have to say I like the jam roll.
Oh,
Because it's moist, a nice jam roll.
I could just murder like a whole pack of those, Barb.
Yeah. Homemade custard.
Yeah.
Good jelly. Yeah. Raspberry jelly or port wine. Love the red ones.
Mm.
Yep. And lots of whipped cream. And
Barb,
you know what I do with mine?
Can you make me one?
I grate cherry ripe over the top.
Oh!
So the cherry and like the port wine jelly and the custard and the cream, and you grate a cherry ripe and oh my God, it's so good.
Mum, that might be the best thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Grated cherry ripe on
top.
Yeah,
it looks pretty.
I'd like that on every meal that I have from now on, guys. Just a steak with grated cherry ripe on top. Beetroot on a burger, yes or no?
Yes. Love beetroot.
Pineapple on a pizza, yes or no?
No, never.
Yeah, really?
No, I can't do the pineapple.
Sweet and savoury, just not
quite. Yeah, no.
I read something interesting the other day. The caramel spring roll. A spring roll filled with caramel. Could you do it, Barb?
Easy.
Look it up.
Easy. Deep fried, yum.
Barb is salivating. What's your favourite restaurant?
Of all time?
Yep.
You mean style of cooking?
No, just like an actual restaurant. If you could go any restaurant, what's your favourite one to go to?
Gee, that's a big one too. Probably Key.
Oh.
In Sydney.
Very nice.
Yeah, beautiful restaurant.
Barb, do you own a Kmart pie maker?
No, I don't.
Oh, get part of the revolution, Barb. What are you doing to me?
I've got a Sunbeam one.
Oh, that's all right. Do you make it the odd pie?
I love it. Yes. Love it. Love it.
I'm and buying you a Kmart one for Christmas, Barb. Don't you worry about that. That's my present, Amy. Sorted. What's your favourite most used kitchen appliance?
Probably food processor.
Yeah.
Followed by the blender.
Yeah, love them, don't you, Barb?
Love them. Love them. Yeah, I'd be lost without them.
What was the last date that Ken took you on?
Gee, that would have been 1980-something. Unfortunately, I have to make all the bookings for everything. If I relied on Ken, I'd never go anywhere.
Oh, Ken, come on.
Yeah, no.
You got a hot as you like wife on your hands.
I have to do everything, Amy. It's one of those women.
I'm not going to sound much different in my neck of the woods, let me tell you, Barb. What's on your Christmas wish list? What would you like for Christmas?
A cleaner.
Me too. Can we get a 2-for-1?
Yeah.
Good gosh, that would be amazing. Last question, Barb. My daughter, Queenie, has announced that she will no longer eat the same meal 2 nights in a row.
No.
So the other night we had people coming over, but they wound up cancelling, and I'd bought some beautiful salmon fillets for dinner.
Yes.
And they didn't end up coming. So I made salmon that night for dinner with some salad.
Yum.
My daughter said it was the best dinner she'd had in ages. Absolutely loved it. The next night I thought, you know, I'm just going to whip it up again. I still got enough salad there.
Perfect.
She knocked it back, said, I don't do the same meal 2 nights in a row. Barb, what do you think I should say to her?
I'm a bit horrified.
I'm a bit horrified, and I told her so.
Well, I mean, what are you be saying when you can get your own meal?
That's
right,
Barbara.
You can make your own. Whatever you can find, you can make it
yourself. There's a pantry there.
Yep.
Knock yourself
indeed.
Out.
Yes, absolutely.
Good words of advice.
See, I love leftovers. You know I'm the
Me too.
I make more than I need just so I can have leftovers.
I had a pizza the other night, and I was I'd had a few wines the night before, Barb. I was a little bit hungover. So I was murdering this pizza, and I actually looked at it and I thought, I'm going to leave 2 slices of that to the next day because
perfect.
There's nothing better than cold leftover pizza.
Yes.
They should actually just sell cold leftover pizza.
I would do really well.
Yeah.
We could start a business, Amy.
Barb and Amy's leftover pizza.
Be awesome.
I can count the millions right now.
Caramel pizza.
With caramel on the side. Barb, thank you for joining us today.
That's a pleasure, Amy.
Had another fun-filled episode and we've gained 14 kilos eating caramel.
All good fun.
Nothing bad wrong with that. If you want to join the conversation, don't forget to follow us on New Idea Food on Facebook as well as Foodiful. And you can also follow the website newidea.food.com.au for all of Barb's amazing recipes. Don't forget to subscribe to us. And review us where you find all good podcasts. Thanks, Barb.
Thanks, Amy.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.